Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and we're going back less far than we did yesterday on today's delve into the Bugle archives. The great nation of America has, of course, given us many hours of content here on this esteemed audio newspaper, and June 2017 was one such time. In issue 4033 of the Bugle, I was joined by Hari Kondabolu to get the latest from Trump Town.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Top story, America updates. And, well, as I said, it's been a few months since Hari has been on the show. And, well, we've not covered absolutely everything that's happened in America in that time. We're almost half a year into Trump's first term of the three he's got planned. I mean, he's got FDR written all over him. And it is increasingly hard to keep up with the constantly spewing volcano of fury, embarrassment and confusion that is the Trump presidency. He is very much the untrainable political puppy that keeps shitting on its own sofa. Now, Hari, can you possibly explain absolutely everything that's happened in the Trump administration since you were last on the show? And in particular, his little spat with the former FBI head honcho, James Comey.
No, I cannot.
Oh, right, okay. I mean, I was fully relying on you to explain literally everything because I missed a couple of days of it and it's really hard to catch up.
Luckily, Donald Trump documents every day. By documents, I mean tweets. So you can have a quick summary of where things have been. I think in summation, based on the tweets, things aren't good. But if you want to know about the Comey thing, this is my understanding, which, again, is steeped in a lack of understanding.
The best kind of understanding.
Yes. So basically, there was an FBI investigation that James Comey, the head of the FBI, had about whether Russia obstructed in the U.S. election. And caught up in that was General Michael Flynn, who Trump had appointed for a position I cannot currently remember. it's, you know, the Trump people said they had no, like, there was no kind of interaction with Russia. There wasn't any kind of arrangements. There wasn't any interference. But all of a sudden, Flynn lied about the fact that he did have interactions with Russia, even though he, I believe, signed statements saying he didn't, but he actually did. And so things were starting to get kind of heated. There was also some talk about Jared Kushner, who is one of the president's main advisors. Also, his son-in-law, who has no political experience, possibly trying to set up a direct line with Russia, which is also not good.
Right.
While all this was happening, Donald Trump asked Comey, the FBI director, to leave Flynn alone. This actually, I think, is a quote. You know, Flynn's a good guy.
Right.
I mean, honestly, that sounds like a thing I made up, but I believe that is true. That is what he told the FBI to leave Flynn alone because he's a good guy.
Right.
And
that should be enough, shouldn't it? From a president.
From a dictator. Yes.
Right.
But at that point, Comey, I think, decided that since the FBI is an independent agency, it's supposed to be independent and, should not be told what to do in such a way, that he was still going to press on with his investigation, you know, do his job and all. At which point, Trump did the most logical thing, which was to fire him.
Right.
He was firing the man who was investigating him.
Right. That's the most logical thing. And as ever, he's handled matters with the tender delicacy of a rhinoceros midwife crash-tackling a very pregnant flamingo. this one thing that struck me was Comey's statement saying this. The president said, "I need loyalty, I expect loyalty." And then Comey says, "I didn't move, speak, or change my facial expression in any way during the awkward silence that followed. We simply looked at each other in silence." I mean, that sounds like a frankly horrific date or one of my early gigs on the stand-up circuit.
It's very honest. It paints a very vivid picture. I do not think that man is lying.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I want to know how long that silence lasted for. I imagine that could have gone on for a full 95 minutes. Obstructing justice. I mean, do you think he's going to be found guilty of obstructing justice? I mean, he's certainly not over guilty of not obstructing justice.
Well, I think the two things that seem like obstructing justice is telling the person who is running an investigation to stop the investigation, which would be then obstructing what some would call justice.
Yep.
The second thing that might be a hang-up is the person who was investigating all this was then fired by the investigatee. I'm not sure if that's a word. and that seems like an obstruction, like a clear, like, you're stopping because I'm firing you,
yep,
obstructing you from doing your job because it's not your job anymore. So those are a couple of things. You know, it's funny, Andy, as we've discussed this, it's weird because I think for years people, when they've talked about governments in the Middle East or in the continent of Africa, would say things, you know, when there was a controversy regarding an election or people getting killed or fired, you know, they would say things like, well, you know, that's just how it works over there. And we're over there now. We're over there. America is the over there. In other American news, Megyn Kelly, who was recently hired by NBC News from Fox News, because that's clearly a good idea, decided to interview Alex Jones, who is very much a fringe figure in the U.S., a conspiracy theorist. Alex Jones publicly has said that he believed the 9/11 was a government conspiracy. He believes that Sandy Hook, which is the shooting that killed all those children in the elementary school, was actually, again, also done by the government, that they were actors There's a lot of questionable things this man has said.
Well, it's interesting you should call those questionable. Because
well, I'm trying to be impartial here.
Right, okay. Well, I admire the journalistic integrity you're bringing to this. Because those theories are, they're not so much far-fetched as just firing a dog into space in a rocket and shouting, find a stick, good doggy. Is that, I mean, is that...
Well, I would first say, can we interview the dog?
Right.
And see if that actually happened.
How, I mean, how prominent, because we talked a bit about the alt-right a few, and the word right just seems so wrong, a couple of months ago. How prominent is Alex Jones? His InfoWars website was granted a White House press pass earlier this year, which seemed, I mean, that's, in terms of ruthless journalistic factory, they seem to fall slightly below the ideal bar for people you want being given a press pass by the f***ing White House.
Yeah, but the rules have changed, Andy.
Oh, right,
and I mean, it's not hard to get a press pass anymore. National Enquirer probably has a press pass. There are probably people who had GeoCities and Angel Fire webpages in the early to mid-90s who have... Is that a thing, Andy? I don't even know if that's a thing in the UK. Is that a thing?
I mean, it sounds like a thing. You said it convincingly, so I'm going to go... Chris is nodding his head, so that is
okay.
Now. That is a thing.
I mean, again, not the only people that don't have a tougher time getting press passes are anybody who's reporting news. But that's
right. What about Marvel Comics?
Secondary.
They
Marvel does, but DC doesn't. Okay, so there's integrity. This is a fair question. I mean, Megyn Kelly's taking a lot of heat for interviewing this person. And my question is, what's the worst that can happen if you give a maniac media attention? Like, what are the possible long-term consequences? Name one possible consequence. One giant, unqualified, deceitful consequence.
Right. You're basically saying Alex Jones is going to win the 2020 presidential election. Is that...
I mean, honestly, at this point, there was a time where you couldn't bet on that.
Right.
You could, but you really couldn't bet on that. And now... There's money in that. There is the possibility of making a major payday. With $100, I could make, I could have made $1 billion, but now it's probably about $1 million. I could make about $1 million. One more little point about the story. So Alex Jones apparently audio recorded both the pre-interview and the interview on the sly and has released pieces of that, which show Megyn Kelly being very sycophantic, also lying to Alex Jones and saying that he would have final editorial control and basically giving more context to things he said. Now, he still said a bunch of maniacal things, but it doesn't make Megyn Kelly look good at all. I mean, she already looked terrible for interviewing Alex Jones, but it kind of also destroys her big Sunday night interview with the maniac.
Right.
So,
see, my view
on one hand, I'm happy that Megyn Kelly is, being destroyed, and on the other hand, this isn't a good look for anybody.
My view of this is that the whole interview was a government setup in which they are trying to showcase Alex Jones's idiocy in order to discredit other conspiracy theorists who are actually onto something.
I read that this morning too, actually. Did you read that on InfoWars?
Yeah, so it was on InfoWars, yeah.
I'll
tell you,
I also read that, right to the top.
That was another top story. More coming away very soon. Thank you for listening. The latest Bugle is in your pod feed. Hang on. 3, 2, 1, now.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.